Planet Praha, or Planet Prague, is a brand new exhibition where we try to look at the city and architecture and urbanism, not from the perspective of its citizens, but of plants and animals. So it's a bit different than what we usually do, but it's still very relevant because how we coexist with nature is more relevant than ever. There's so much to do. There's a virtual reality. There's an interactive screen which you can play with. There's this cabinet of curiosities. And one last thing that I think is super exciting, which we haven't done before, we started this sort of open air experiment where today, on the first day of spring, we're kind of letting nature run wild. And this exhibition runs for 6 months. So we're going to have our atrium kind of, we're going to see how it changes over the next 6 months. And it's going to become its own little urban jungle.
And when I was reading about the exhibition, I noticed there's a lot of specialists involved in this project, scientists, biologists. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
I think the main thing is that the source material for our exhibition is a book and a film of the same name, which was put together by several botanists, biologists, entomologists, who basically spend their life walking around Prague and kind of cataloging and monitoring urban nature. So these are our main protagonists. So one of them is Jan Albert Sturma. So he calls himself a hobby homeless. He actually spends a lot of time in shrubberies and in different bushes over the weekend, kind of monitoring nature. So he's one of our main protagonists of the exhibition.
Wow, that sounds super interesting. And it sounds like this is something that's probably a little bit new for camp in terms of this exhibition, something kind of unique.
You're absolutely right. I think when visitors come to Planet Prague, they won't see, apartment buildings and various kind of architecture elements, but they will see nature. But it is city nature. We try to show what different animals live in Prague and how we treat nature. So we, of course, talk about different kind of strategies on how we can battle climate change and things like that. But it's very much focused on how we coexist with various plants and nature.
And this is a topic that we might not think, like society generally might not think as much about, how the impact of our lives impacts animals and their ecosystems. So why do you think this is an important topic to address within the space of camp?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, there is a climate change and that we are kind of experiencing one crisis after another, this is kind of a given. But what we're trying to say is we're not giving simple answers, because there are no simple answers, but basically we're showing small steps that we can do so we can actually live better with nature. So, for example, there are projects that reintroduce meadows and plant trees and kind of work with various tributaries of the Vltava River, which have been, the past 50, 60 years, have been kind of neglected. And so there's many projects, small steps that the city can do. So that's one aspect of it. And the other one is we want to kind of show the passion for nature in Prague, because you wouldn't think that it's as diverse as it actually is. You know, for example, 280 types of birds live in Prague, which is two-thirds of all birds in all the Czech Republic. So you wouldn't expect that. I think it's important to kind of address and stress.